This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's ambassador to the UN Security Council has expressed serious concern over the current situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The council met behind closed doors for the first time in decades on the disputed Himalayan region, but took no action. Pakistan's UN ambassador, Malia Lodi, said that her country stands ready for a peaceful settlement of the dispute of Jammu and Kashmir.
They are not alone. Their voices have been heard. Their plight, their hardship, their pain, their suffering, the occupation, and the consequences of that occupation has been heard in the UN Security Council.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the decision to subsume the region into India's federal government by revoking Article 370 of the Constitution and downgrading the state of Jammu and Kashmir into two federal territories. A Democratic congresswoman from the United States now says she will not go to Israel, even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Israel says it's giving Rashida Tlaib a permit to visit on humanitarian grounds and says she agreed to restrictions. But Tlaib is refusing the permit, saying Israel's trying to humiliate her by imposing oppressive conditions. She says she wanted to visit her grandmother, who's in her 90s.
This could be my last chance to see her.
In the West Bank,
Rashida Namaretaj Zaman.
Muftiya Tlaib says she has not seen her granddaughter in years because the Israelis refused to let her in. Israel's interior minister says he signed off as a goodwill gesture, but now says it seems Tlaib's hate for Israel overcomes her love for her grandmother. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The younger brother of